Welcome to this webinar in the Attraction Pillar. One of the questions I expect you to be asking about the Attraction Pillar is this. As I undertake to go through the various sessions and work through all the strategies, principles and practices of the Attraction Pillar, what results should I expect in my business and my life? That's what I expect you to be asking. Well, what you should expect to learn will look like this. I want to show you how to manage client expectations from the very beginning, the very point of their first engagement with you, so that they're constantly surprised by just how good you are at what you deliver. You should expect to learn how to release yourself from the control of product providers, the way they remunerate you, the way you receive revenue from your clients through them, and to release you from that control forever. You should come out of this Attraction Pillar knowing how to filter out imperfect clients who frankly don't deserve your expertise, your care, your energy and your time. That's the first three things that you should expect to learn in the Attraction Pillar. Next, how to be the envy of your competitors and peers. How you can attract quality clients who pay you significant levels of fees such that those around you observing you and wondering this question, how on earth do you do that and why can't we do that? That's what I expect you to come out of from the Attraction Pillar. Next, how to create a brand. Now, many of us have heard of the term brand for many, many years in our business life. And most of us will admit when questioned, frankly, we don't understand what that word really means. Well, you're going to learn about that and you will understand at the end of the Attraction Pillar. And you'll know how to take your brand and use it to magnify your reputation within your target market. I want you to be and learn to become the one person whose name comes to mind when people think of your kind of service. I guess the modern parlance for that is you'll be the go-to professional within your marketplace. That's the next three things. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful to have prospective clients not only being persuaded to come to you and to work with you in your service, your business, but wouldn't it be wonderful to have them actually aspire to join your service, your business, and work with you? That's a completely different mindset, and you're going to learn how to do that. How to make sure, and this is the next point, how to make sure that it's you that clients and colleagues associate with words like they're indispensable, that they're part of our business, they're almost part of our management team. Wouldn't it be wonderful if prospective clients perceived you like that, and every time that clients spoke about you and evangelized about you, that's the kind of language they would use. That's what I want to show you how to do. You learn how to build a community who regard you as an essential part of their future, and that prospective clients being attracted towards you will recognize that's the kind of culture you've created, and they also will want to be part of that community. That's the next three things. Final three strategies and results and outcomes of the Attraction Pillar for you will tend to be this. How to avoid attracting clients who drain you, bore you, or even fail to appreciate what you do. You'll admit, I've no doubt, that within your client base and within the various client relationships that you have and have had in the recent years, there are going to be relationships that don't really inspire you, that you wish, frankly, would go away, and who don't appreciate what you do for them, who simply undervalue what you do. And I want to show you how to avoid having any of those kind of clients ever come to you again. You learn how to ensure that your expertise and your areas of genius, because each of us has areas of genius, areas of business and professional skills where we are better than at everything else that we do, where everything else that we do is maybe competent, but there are some things at which we are genius. And I'd like you to be able to use those areas of genius and your expertise to their full with clients who are referred to you. You see, often you and I receive referrals, and this has happened to me in the past and probably happened to you right now, where they're not quite right for your business. They don't quite match, or their needs don't quite match those areas of genius that you've developed. And you need to be in control of that, and I'd like to show you how to do that. And finally, in this conversation about referrals, probably one of the greatest quality of referral that you might get could be from professional introducers, other professionals who deal with high quality clients and in valuable business relationships, and they want to trust you with their clients. Always a difficult choice for them, but how do you get professional introducers to direct clients to you who then provide you with a sense of challenge, of interest, of purpose, and of meaning? I'd like to show you how to do that, and that's just one of the things that you'll come out with as a result of working within the attraction pillar.